Wonderful. It's great to see you all here tonight. So glad you've come and joined in with us. And I think, you know, I just want to add my thanks to the choir. I thought it was so beautiful. Can we thank the choir again? Just an amazing. And those children, that play, I mean, that was amazing. That could have been on the West End, couldn't it? I mean, it was just so good. So can we thank the children again and just thank them for what they've done? You know, it's something about this time of year when everything seems to be so dark. Have you noticed it? You know, I mean, in our family, we love driving down the road and seeing all the lights, all the bright lights. We like to pick out the houses that have got the best lights, and we have a little bit of light jealousy, you know, a bit of light envy. You know, some of these houses look amazing, and you kind of think, that's never going to be us, okay? But we can enjoy the light that other people have. And this time of year, everything gets so dark, doesn't it? You know, it's like, you know, you wake up in the morning, it's dark. You know, you come back home from work, it's dark. And that really speaks about what this season really is all about. And we could get lost in thinking that it's all about the lights and the bright lights that we see around us, because it makes us feel a little bit better. But actually, what the light of Christmas is about is it's about revelation. It's not just illumination, it's about revelation. It's about God opening us to see into spaces that perhaps are dark to us, perhaps we don't normally see into. I mean, you know, interesting to me is the fact that the Gospel of John doesn't start with the manger, it starts with creation. And it talks about the fact that at the beginning, God said, let there be light, which speaks about the fact that there was darkness. Everything was in chaos. You might feel a bit like that, but Christmas time, kind of like, you know, when is it all going to get done, you know? And just when you've got everything ready, it's over, you know? But that's what John starts with. He starts with creation. That at the beginning, God said, let there be light. And the Gospel of John, you know, really speaks about the fact that this light came into the world, and we know that light to be Jesus. And of course, that light, as far as the Apostle John is concerned, you know, in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you've heard that said before, one of the Gospels. What John was concerned about was the light that Jesus brought into the world. And he characterized that light in three ways. He said, first of all, the light was life. Now, of course, we know that, you know, death and spiritual decay is a form of darkness. So when he talks about Jesus being light, he's talking about Jesus coming and bringing the opposite of death and decay, which is a form of darkness. He talks about truth, the light being truth. Of course, we say it, don't we? Step into the light, you know, as in tell the truth, you know, be honest about it, you know. And there's something about illusions and hiding and deceptions as being a form of darkness. And of course, when John talks about the light of the world, he's talking about the light being truth, personified, Jesus. And of course, you know, anybody here ever get lost? You know, sometimes when you go to Cornwall, you just get lost, okay? I mean, I don't know about you, but even sometimes going into Reading, I get lost thinking, you know, where am I? And of course, you know, getting lost is a form of darkness, isn't it? It's a form of confusion, wandering. And the Bible tells us, John tells us, that Jesus came to give us direction. He came to point the way. He came to help us to see the way. Now, I love it. I love the fact that when you look at Christmas time, you know, there's that amazing star. And of course, the three magi, you know, the three wise men, they followed the light, didn't they? They followed the light to its source. And they found at its source a little baby called Jesus. It is God who speaks light into being. It is God who speaks it into our context. And from Genesis, we know order only ever came into the world when light came, when God said, let there be light. Everything else before that was confusion. It was all confused. And then God said, let there be light. And maybe in your life, the confusion and the distractions and the challenges you're facing It's because you've not let the light fully in yet. Because you've not let the light take a hold, shine. I love this thing. You see, light doesn't evade the darkness. It goes right through it. It pierces the darkness. That's what light does. And of course, if Jesus, and Jesus makes that claim about himself, saying, I am the light of the world. Light is personified in Jesus Christ. And of course, what does light do? Light pierces the darkness. And this little baby, Jesus, grew up into a man who came to shed light in the darkness. And of course, that darkness is in the world, and that darkness is in our hearts. I wonder why it is. Have you noticed in the United Kingdom that when you go to people's houses, they like to offer you a cup of tea? Anybody notice that? I mean, I prefer coffee. But to be polite, you would sometimes say, oh, yes, thank you, and drink it grudgingly. But have you noticed this? When you sit down for a nice cup of tea, you can talk about anything. You can talk about the weather, British favorite subject, weather. Or you can talk about, you know, the British favorite food, chicken curry, okay? You know, fish and chips. You know, you can talk about anything you like. But the minute you talk about Jesus, it's time for another cup of tea. Why is that? It's because he brings light. I mean, if you could talk about the most amazing man that ever lived, wouldn't you want to talk about him? Wouldn't you want to talk about him? The most amazing man who's ever lived. So why is it that it's hard to talk about him? And some prefer another cup of tea. It's because he brings light. And that light shines through everything you are. It shines through every decision you've made, the life you've lived. It forces you to face the truth about yourself. And so Jesus is the light of the world. And that's why it's hard to face into him. Because the only way you can really face into Jesus is if you really accept what he came to do for you. And that is to expel the darkness, to make you new, to give you a new life, to save you from your sins, to redeem you, to forgive your sins, to deal with the darkness in all of our hearts, so that the light of Jesus might be revealed in all of our lives, to deal with the darkness, the hidden things that we prefer not to face, so that we can stand before men and women and admit the truth of his saving grace. There's something about Jesus this Christmas that I want you to consider very carefully. He's shown you the way home. The Magi found the way to Jesus. Jesus is showing you the way home to the Father. He's showing you how to get back to God who made and created you. That's why he came. And that's why he is the light of the world. He is the star that shines and pierces the darkness so you can find your way back to your Father who made you in heaven. Tonight, you may feel a little bit uncomfortable in your seat because perhaps it's very difficult to say, excuse me, and leave, rush out the door when everybody's listening to a message. But perhaps it's time to let Jesus into your life. Perhaps it's time to stop treating him like a convenience. Perhaps it's time to start treating him like he is the Lord of all, who came for you and came for me, who died for all of our sins so that we can have life with our Father in heaven. I remember when I was a little boy in Edinburgh, in Scotland, I was brought up by my grandmother, and every year or so, Papa, my dad, would visit Scotland. And when he came to visit Scotland, it was wonderful. You know, I remember one day I was in the kitchen doing my homework, and there was Papa coming. And I ran out. I ran out to see him, and he saw me running. He had this deep laugh. A bit like Father Christmas. And he saw me coming, and I ran into his arms, and he had these, you know, big gowns on. And I just grabbed him and hugged him, and he laughed and laughed and laughed. And that's a picture for me of our Heavenly Father. Your Father in heaven is longing to hold you. He's longing to kiss you, to embrace you. Your Father's waiting for you. And Jesus, the light of the world, came to show you how to get there. So I want to give you an opportunity this Christmas to open up your heart to Jesus, to let the light in, to accept Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. That's what Christmas is really all about. It's not so much about the gifts around the tree as it is about the man who died on a piece of wood so that we could have the gift of eternal life. It's not so much about the presents wrapped around the tree as it is about the man who took upon himself our sins on the cross so that we could have eternal life. And I want to do that this evening. I want to give you an opportunity to open up your hearts to Jesus, to open up your hearts to God, to accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. There's no kettle boiling at the moment that's going to save you. You're in the right place at the right time to hear the message. There's no distractions that we can face into at this point in time to run away from the truth, which is that Jesus died for you and he died for me. And how I want to do this is this. I'm going to ask us all to bow our heads and to close our eyes in a minute. And when we do, I want to pray for those of you who want to let Jesus into your life, who are saying, yes, I want the light of the world to be the light in my heart. Not kept at arm's length, but shining brightly in my life. I want to accept Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. And I'm willing to ask his forgiveness for living without him, for sinning, for doing my own thing without reference to God. No, I'm willing to ask his forgiveness. I'm willing to make this Christmas the Christmas I open up my heart to Jesus. And so when we bow our heads in a minute and we close our eyes, I want to pray for those of you who would like to take that step this evening. And if you are one of those who want to take the step when everybody's got their head bowed and everybody's got their eyes closed, I just want you to put up your hand so I can see who I'm praying for. I'm not going to embarrass you, so please don't be anxious. But I'd like to know who I'm praying for this evening. Who is saying, yes, I want to open up my heart to Jesus this Christmas. I want him in my life. I'm willing to ask his forgiveness. I'm not proud. I'm not proud. I'm willing to ask his forgiveness and accept him as my Savior. So let's bow our heads in an attitude of prayer. An opportunity this evening to let the light in to your heart. If you'd like me to include you in my prayer of committing yourself to Jesus, then please right now, whatever you are, young or old, lift up your hand so I can see it. While everybody's got their head bowed, just lift up your hand right up so I can see it. Thank you, ma'am. Anybody else? Thank you. You can put down your hand once you put it up. Anybody else want to take this step this evening of saying, yes, this Christmas, I'm letting Jesus into my life. I'm no longer holding him at arm's length. I'm saying yes to Jesus. I'm only going to ask one more time. I don't want anybody to feel under any pressure. I don't want you to feel under any pressure whatsoever. You know if you want him. You know if you want him. So my last time of asking this evening, if you'd like to open up your life to Jesus Christ and let the light in, join those who have here already tonight, then right now, please put up your hand so I can see it. Right up so I can see it, and I'll know to include you in my prayer. That's called a pregnant pause. And you may have thought you're sitting on a blue seat, but you're sitting on a red seat, a hot seat tonight. You've heard the good news about Jesus. You've heard what he's done. and you've heard what you need to do to accept him. I'm going to say a prayer for those. I promise I'm going to pray for those who said yes, they want Jesus in their life. And I'm going to ask everybody to say this prayer with me, so because I promise I wouldn't embarrass anybody. So we're all going to say it together. Those of you who put up your hands, you're saying it to Jesus. The rest of us, we're saying it to support you. Okay? So and so you're not embarrassed. So please repeat after me. Remember, those of you who put up your hands, you're praying this to Jesus. Dear Jesus, I thank you that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died on the cross and shed his blood so my sins might be forgiven. Tonight I repent of my sins and I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Tonight I accept the light of the world to be the light of my heart. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. That's awesome. Can I just ask the two people that responded, can I ask you to please come and see Pastor Joanna or Pastor Mabel at the end of the meeting? Please don't leave. If you said yes and you put up your hand and you've prayed this prayer, there were two people that responded, please, if you could see Pastor Joanna or Pastor Mabel, that would be wonderful, because we want to give you some gifts and some further helps to help you on your way. The Lord bless you and Merry Christmas.